About a year ago, I entered into the ProBlogger.com writing project contest, which asked all of those who entered to write a post of the top five tips or techniques or something along those lines. I actually came up with the top five techniques for sermon idea generation. And these are as follows. Number one, look at the text through a theme. Here you take a theme like youth or Mother's Day or seniors or some other theme. You then look at the text, a particular text, explicitly to see what the text says specifically about the theme that is under consideration. Sometimes the text will not say anything about the theme, but sometimes you can find something hidden in the text that will address the particular theme that you are looking at. The second thing to do is to look at the text from the different perspectives that are in the text. Here you change the perspective. For example, we often read the story of the prodigal son and place ourselves in the position of the son and place God as the father, and then we place others as the brother who never left. What would happen if we made ourselves the father? How does that change the story? What if we tried to appreciate what the brother who never left actually went through and look at the story from his perspective? Often we look down upon him as someone who is not acting as he should, but in reality, if we look at it from his perspective, we might fully understand where he is coming from. And then the text can speak to us once we recognize and understand the point that the brother at least thought he had. Doing this can force us to look at the text in a new way with new eyes and might help us to see different things that we might not otherwise see. The third thing to do to come up with an sermonic idea from a text is to look at the text through a particular doctrine. This is like looking at it through a theme. However, here we look at it with a particular doctrine in mind. This is an interesting approach. Often, when we seek to teach doctrinal texts, we use the didactic portions of Scripture and not the narrative ones. But what would happen if we looked at a story with a particular doctrine in mind? What does the story have to tell us about that doctrine? Assume that we look at the above-mentioned prodigal son story again. And let's say we were looking at it through the doctrine of the Trinity. Does it say anything about the Trinity? You might hit a dead end. But attempting to find such a connection can help to make doctrines more relevant in the minds of the hearers if they are connected to a narrative or a story instead of only as a esoteric teaching that is not ever brought down into the minds of the people through real concrete stories. Number four. We can look at the text for images, sounds, and smells. Listen to the text and see what images are in the text. What do you see in the text? What do you hear when you climb into the text, as it were? What do you smell? How do these things fit with other images in the Bible? What sights and smells are in the prodigal son story? Well, we have the smell of the pig pen versus the smell of the home-cooked meal. The difference in smell alone might spark some sermonic content. What about thinking about what the prodigal son saw on the way back home? What was on the road from the pig pen to the home? No doubt it was the same road that he came in on. He saw the same sights, the same sounds, the same things, but he saw them in a totally different light. What has changed was not the sights, smiles, sounds, or smells, but what has changed is the perspective in the prodigal son. It was the same sights and smells that was leading him away from home, and now those same ones are leading him back to home. Certainly there is something there that somebody could preach if they just looked at it and pulled it out. Here we have more thoughts for sermons that come just from looking at the sights, sounds, and smells in the text. Number 5 is to look at an old classic text. Often we put too much emphasis on originality. Instead, look at a common text that has been preached often over and over again. What does this text say to us today? There are reasons that many of these texts are common and they are preached over and over again. And so go back to them, look at them, and seek to find something in them to teach to the people. So there you have it, 5 techniques for sermon idea generation. If you follow them, you will have more sermons than you will have time to preach. I thank you for listening to the soulpreaching.com podcast. I ask you to come and visit us on soulpreaching.com. God bless you.